8:05 on this Monday, June 15th. Glad you're with us today. We are on the road. Christian Weaver is back in studio. Roger and I are here at Summerwood Sports, getting ready for the Big Miller Summerwood Sports Basketball Team Camp. All gets underway 9 o'clock. The volume in here, Roger, the noise level will change significantly at 9 o'clock. I remember it last year. A basketball camp that goes on. We'll find out some more details on it. But at the same time, the basketball camp that's going on, there's a referee camp.
And that gets gritty. That gets gritty because you hear some of the referees getting on the other guys about being referees. And listen, it's changed a lot. Well, I have to ask Coach if, you know, because I know his family, he comes from good people. Have they talked to him about not yelling and jumping on referees? It's a different world these days.
Well, the coach Roger's talking about is Dexter Hendricks. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, Coach.
Thanks for guys being here.
Great to see you. Pull that mic right up. There you go. You brought one of your star players, Anthony Spratt Jr. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Are you a morning guy or usually no?
Not really.
Especially during the summer.
So we start this show every morning at 6. And he gets up about 3:30. I get up between 4 and 4:30 every day.
I'm up at 3. I just got to tell you that. That's
okay,
what,
it's 3 okay. o'clock.
Yeah. I have to say that just to go to the bathroom.
First of all, before we get into your basketball career, Anthony, Coach, real quick, just the details on what this thing is about today. First of all, some people don't know who Big Miller is. It's Kevin Miller, right? And he was a media guy. I never knew him, but had a real passion for high school sports. And I think this tournament had been another place before it was brought here, right? Before that? I don't know.
That's correct. So Jonesboro's head coach, Wes Swift, has put this on. I think it's
we told him last year. Yeah.
25th year, I believe.
Yeah, 20. I think on. I saw that, yeah.
Just unreal. And what Wes has done for high school basketball is just unbelievable. Actually played for him growing up.
Is that right? I think you might have told that.
I had a relationship with him a long time, but he's done this every year and does such a great job putting it on and get teams to come out. So, yeah, we're just fortunate that it's right here in Saline County now. And
32 teams. And you're really not trying to win the championship. You're just playing what do you call that?
Round robin?
Showcase games. Yeah, just to show off the talent. You're going to have college coaches here today?
Yes, I believe a lot of the several of the Division II schools will be in town. I believe the rules changed so much that the Division I schools can't be here to watch, but the Division II schools, I believe, can. So that's exciting, too.
And then, again, you've got the referee camp where you guys can tee off on them, make sure they get thick skin, right?
Is that how you do it? Is that what you do, Coach?
You know, I haven't got a technical. Me and Spratt were talking about this. I guess we were in Missouri last weekend playing. I hadn't gotten technical in 2 years, and even through the season.
Is that right?
In 2 years. You're
pretty good.
I'm proud of myself, and then all of a sudden, we're at team camp this past weekend, and I forgot what I even said. I think he got fouled. I thought he got fouled, and I kind of expressed my opinion, I guess, a little bit too much and got a technical. So, yeah, so it's
always, not too bad. 1 in 2, 3 years.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Man, we need to acknowledge.
Give up.
We've been talking about this, that Saline County for years had been really a football school, a football county, and a baseball county, especially Bryant and Benton. Now you guys have become a basketball school, both Benton and Bryant. You won the state championship last year, was in the finals the year before that. What was your final record this year, this past year?
Let's see, we were 26-7, lost in the Final Four in the semis to Parkview.
Pretty cool to walk in here and see banners hanging up for not just you guys, but Bryant, too, went back-to-back. So, really, it's amazing how basketball has grown here.
Yeah, and I think I think Coach Abrahamson would say the same thing. He does such a great job at Bryant, but it's players like Anthony. You know, he's had some tremendous players the past few years and still does have a lot of talent, and he does a great job with them. So I think that's a credit to the schools and the community growing. You know, that's one thing for sure, but yeah, I think it starts no doubt with the players.
I was reading about you, Coach, and I just refreshed my memory. So did you said you played, I read it, where you played on a team that was ranked number one in the nation?
Yes, at Arkansas Tech.
At Tech. Yeah. So you got a chance to experience being ranked number one in the nation, which you think, you know, probably influenced you in being able to handle business. And I think you said 12 consecutive weeks you guys were number one, right?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I didn't get to play as much time, but just learned so much from Coach Downey. I was kind of professional scout team point guard during that time. But okay. it was a lot of fun to be on a winning culture and a winning team. Played for great coaches and played with great players. So that was definitely an experience I'll never forget.
So Anthony Spratt Jr. is here, 6'6". Is that right, Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, class of 2028, four-star recruit right now, ranked number 19 in the country for the class of 2028, ranked number 4 shooting guard, 6'6" shooting guard, two-time All-State player as a freshman and sophomore. You've already scored over 1,000 points in your high school career. Started as a freshman on the first ever Benton State Championship team, and you've had college offers from Coach Cal at Arkansas, Georgia Tech, Fresno State, UAPB. Late last night, you got a call from Auburn, got an offer from Auburn. Is that right?
Early this morning. Yeah, sir.
So you were saying that apparently at a certain time, the way this recruiting works, people can start making phone calls. Is that the deal?
That's right. And I know he was on a lot of their list to call this morning. So
that's to be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking about early in the morning.
I know. Did you say, Coach, can you call me a little bit later? Is that,
yeah, Coach.
So how's that experience been? I mean, you're a young guy. How old are you?
16.
16. Yes, so what's it like to be 16 and having these college coaches call you like that?
Yeah, it's just like a dream come true. I know me sitting in the house, like when I was like 5, I always told my dad, I was like, Dad, I'm going to get some offers when I grow up. But, Dad, I'm going to go to college and not have to pay for anything. So
about that?
It's just like a dream come true for sure.
Has anybody been leaning in, as coach here or other people that have you know, maybe been through this before, giving you some tips or advice on how to sort of work your way through all this recruiting process?
It's been a few people. He had another player that had a few offers, Terrion Burgess.
Sure did. He was highly recruited, so you've been through that. Some insight there. Yeah,
he was pretty good. He told me about how to process and stuff. And then, like, just being around these players in AAU, they know a lot also.
Who do you think your game most resembles if somebody was watching either college or NBA? What's a player that you think, hey, that looks like my game?
Well, what I would say is, like, I would say KD, but I'm okay. not as tall as KD, and
he's
I'm not
6'10".
Just making shots like he okay. used to do in the NBA, but I feel like I can get myself to where he is.
Okay. That's a good goal to have.
Yes, sir.
And what did you think of the NBA championship?
It was crazy. Spurs, they're a pretty good team. Knicks, pretty good team. But it's like Knicks came out on top.
And you were happy for the Knicks just because they hadn't won in a while?
Yes, sir. It was that, too. And I always watch Jalen Brunson a lot. So
what a great story he is. Just, you know, a lot of people think he was undersized and couldn't do it. 45, I mean, the other night, which is really remarkable. I know you got an offer from Arkansas. I don't know how that works. Did that come from Coach Cal? Did that come from an assistant? How does that work if you get an offer from Arkansas? Have you been around Coach Cal very much at all?
Yes, I have. Coach Cal called me and gave me the offer.
Okay, what was that like? Was that a cool conversation?
Yeah, for sure. It was crazy. It was like, after I got the offer, I couldn't stop smiling for a good 30 to 30 hours. So it was just like, yeah.
And how cool is it to be able to turn on the TV and see him sit next to Adam Sandler at the, you know, 29-point deficit comeback?
Yeah, that was crazy also.
He is of all the coaches that are getting recruited, nothing against the other coaches, but there's only one Cal, and Cal's sort of like a rock star himself. And he seems down to earth. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
yeah.
What did he hit you with? Did he hit you with, I put a lot of players in the NBA. Was that his sales pitch? Or
$5 billion?
Not really. He was just he was telling me like things that he's done, of course. He made a lot of great players, some in the NBA, some retired by now. But really, he just told me, don't be the same person you are today. Just always keep growing and just me tips.
That's good.
For getting to the college level and maybe getting to the NBA also.
Okay. So, Coach, you went through that with Terrion already. So he's got obviously a lot more basketball to be played.
He wants a poster on the wall too, right?
Make it happen.
That's before he gets to be a college player. So what you know, how do you manage a young man like this? How do you the timeline that he's on? What are the key things for him that you as a coach are going to try to help manage?
Sure. Well, you know, first thing is just I think jumps out at everybody is the talent and how skilled he is and his size, but you know, he has a great mother, great father that help him tremendously through the process as well. That makes it really easy for me as a coach, and have a great relationship with them. I don't think he spoke about this, but he plays for a great AAU organization in Bradley Beal. They have a lot of experience in that too. So he makes it really easy. He wants to grow. He wants to learn. Has a great personality. Always asking what he could get better at and do. So when you go through things like that, and that's something that it just makes it a lot easier. But you can when those coaches call and they ask those questions like, what type of kid is he? What type of what? Tell me about this or tell me about that. He makes it very easy to answer because he's such a great kid and really hungry to get better and does great in the classroom, does great, with his teammates. So that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, do you have a nickname?
My parents call me AJ, but Okay. Everybody just called me Spratt, my last
Spratt.
Name.
Spratt, it's a cool last name. And then, of course, you saw where Arkansas's got the number one recruiting class this past year, including J.J. Andrews and just, Kyle's going to get the star players, isn't he?
For sure, yes.
Yeah, is that exciting for you to be able, obviously you're an Arkansan to be able to be in the mix right now? Who knows if you'll end up going to school there, but right now just to be in the mix with that?
Yes, sir, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Now, listen, I think, maybe what would it take to get you back, get you out on the football field? you think it's nothing?
I don't think so. My parents probably not gonna let me do that one.
You got brothers and sisters?
I got two sisters.
Okay, yes, all right. Sir. Are you big brother? Are you
yes,
the old?
Sir,
okay,
yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I saw a team walk in here. Roger, remember this last year? Everybody's sort of sizing each other up, so everybody pretty much knows. Hey, man, that's Spratt. It's Brett. We got to lock him down.
He's got a call on the way.
Do you have an expectation? Now, Coach, you expect to win every game you're playing here?
Well, the summertime's a lot of fun because you just, we have three freshmen on our varsity team this year and a lot of other younger guys that really are getting a lot of experience. I think that's what every coach here wants. It's hard to play three games in one day, but you get tired, you get fatigued, but you just want to get the guys the reps and see, kind of give you an idea of a coach, like, this is what we're going to be next year, this is who my leader is going to be, or this is who my, what we're really good at, or this is what we got a lot of room to improve. So looking at, I think, a lot of different things.
How many games will you play?
We'll play six total, three today and three tomorrow.
Okay.
Each team here will do that.
And then after that, will you guys do, are you done for the summer, or will you play another tournament?
What's Wednesday?
Wednesday is JV,
okay.
So we'll have varsity next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Will be just, it's not as big. I think
there's
only six teams, but we'll just kind of a JV camp. And then to answer your question, I believe the dead period starts here in Arkansas for all athletics. I'm thinking right the end of next week. So
this is a school team playing today,
that's
right?
That's right.
So then after that, he can play travel league ball, whatever he wants to after that, correct?
That's right. I think you go to the top 100 camp this weekend, so he's in St.
Louis. Oh, that's
so
exciting. Have you been doing those already? Have you done a few of those already or no?
Yes, sir, I have so far. I've been to USA. That was a good that was a good experience.
So it helps sort of let you know where you stand?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir,
for sure. What is the thing you need to work on the most? What's your number one goal as far as improve?
Defense.
Okay.
And being more of a leader, I say.
Yeah, you saw Acuff, obviously junior last year, show what you could do as a freshman.
For sure.
Yeah, and so even him, you talked about he's got to get better on defense. He can score.
That was my problem, man. His defense, because I'm a baller.
If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Anthony Spratt Jr., who is a four-star recruit, one of the top 20 in the country, class of 2028. Could go a lot higher than that before. I mean, before all said and done, and Coach Dexter Hendricks. Roger, what is his head coach at Benton High School?
Coach of the year.
Coach of the year.
Running it back to back and belly to belly.
There you go.
How about
there you
that?
Have some guys like this. For
yeah,
sure.
Absolutely. Well, that does help.
I was going to ask Roger, what is the difference? See, I played football for the Razorbacks long before. So what's the difference between him being a future Razorback and me being a former Razorback, Roger?
He is the size you want to have as a basketball player. You were undersized, but you worked hard.
No.
He's an in-state man. You're not out-of-state.
That's
is there another one?
There's something even bigger than the difference between when I played and when he's going to play, if he goes to Arkansas.
You both had the same mustache.
Valentine.
You had the same mustache.
No.
But what?
Pull out your wallet.
Yes. Oh, you talking about NIL?
See, you guys get paid now. See, when I was up there, Anthony, you know what? But when I was playing, we got a $25 check each week for laundry money.
And Anthony,
because we get to have food on Sunday nights.
Look, the gift tours. They got peanut butter sandwiches
every night, Anthony, for free. That's what we did.
For
free. They would open up the dorm, no joke, every night at 9 o'clock, the cafeteria. And you can have all the peanut butter jelly sandwiches you want.
Hashtag blessed.
No money. No certificate to Bennigan's or whatever. It was just peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
They had to sleep in the same dorm with everybody.
It's come a long way. I mean, really, we would get $25 checks, I think, Maybe it's 75 for the month to cover our laundry, and we couldn't eat.
They said some of the stars got $50.
So what time is your first match? For basketball, rather?
10 o'clock?
Yes, okay. Well, listen, nice to meet you.
Yeah, dude.
Good luck to you. You seem like a great young man. Your coach says you usually have even more energy, but it's a little early in the morning.
You've already got a state championship.
I mean, God.
You got one.
Expectations.
You got a couple more.
You got a ring? Let me see. You got a ring?
No, I don't got a ring.
Are you the tallest in your family? Are your sisters tall?
Yes, sir.
When did you start? Because I had the same problem.
Roger used to be 6'4".
I started thinking, well, maybe I'll start growing. See, you're a foot taller than I am, and I just got my boots done. And you're still a foot taller than me. Have you always been tall? Is your mom and dad tall, or somebody in your family tall? What is it?
My mom, she's 6'2".
Okay.
I really didn't start growing until middle school. And then ninth grade, I grew more.
See, that's when I stopped.
What do they say? They say you still got some growing left to do. Your growth plates haven't closed off yet.
Right.
So what do they expect you to get to?
My chiropractor said I could get to 6'8", 6'9".
Is that what you like to get?
See, straight
up. Sure.
You know what? You just mentioned KD was your favorite player. He's 6'10".
Yes, sir. Right?
Wow.
Are your sisters tall?
My sister, she's growing.
Are they going to play some volleyball? Is that what they're? Playing basketball as well?
Yes. No, she's playing volleyball. She used to play basketball, but she stopped.
She likes a little volleyball better.
Let's ask Anthony, who's the GOAT in basketball? The greatest of all? Is it Jordan? Is it LeBron?
You know who
is it somebody? Is it Steph? Who do you think it is? Larry Bird? Magic Johnson?
Oh yeah. Havlicek?
who for you?
My goal, I probably have to say KD still.
Okay.
But if we was going up, if we had to pick between Michael Jordan and LeBron, I'd probably go Michael Jordan.
Okay.
See, he's a smart young man because
you're talking to older
let
people.
Let me satisfy the old dudes and tell them Michael Jordan. Somebody else I could mention?
We have a buddy of ours. Yeah. Played at Arkansas, All-American, Joe Klein. He was on the Olympic team, played with Jordan. Yeah. Played with Jordan, won a world championship
with
Jordan
Bird.
In Chicago. Played with Bird. And he said, Larry Bird was great, which if you go watch film, but he said, Jordan, man, it's another level.
He said Jordan was a leader, too. He said, Klein's 7 foot tall,
friendly.
He would get on him and go, dude.
Yeah,
he was working hard, too. He didn't ask anybody to do something he didn't do.
That's right. Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
Anthony,
man.
Continue success. Well, I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the years before you sign.
We hope so.
We'd love for you to, as a former Razorback, I'd love for you to be part of the family. Just saying, part of the Razorback family.
Coach Hendricks. Some of that Tyson money.
Can I say that?
You can say that now,
can't
you? We've got to do that. That's why we don't mind paying extra for Tyson Nuggets right now. If we can win a championship, that's what it is.
Coach Hendricks, great to see you. Good luck
in
the tournament. Congrats on all your success.
Continued
success. Expectations are high.
That's right.
I'm sure you want that.
Yeah, that's right.
I love your family, too. Well, obviously, you got a great family, and they're great in the community. Give back to so many people, and just honored to know such a great family.
I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah,
appreciate you guys.